رجعنا لكم مباشرة من مدينة الثقافة بتونس، ننقل لكم فعاليات معرض HR Expo في الدورة 18 اللي هي الدورة هذه اللي هي تحت شعار المرونة والذكاء المتعدد نحو الأداء الشامل. معكم لدى منصور من قدام ميكرو، أماني في الإخراج، إيدم في الإخراج الرقمي. كنا تحدثنا قبل شوية مع مدام فايزة شعامبي منظمة المعرض، كذلك كان حاضر بحضنا سي رياض حوات من شركة أريد. واليوم باش نمروا لشركة أخرى شوفوها برشا في تونس وسعداء جدا انه تكون حاضره معنا اليوم وتشارك في المعرض عفوا. So I'm so happy and so glad to have you, Mongaz, Mr. Adrian Mayans Vergara. You are the general manager of Glovo Tunisia. Hi.
Hello, good morning. Thanks a lot for having me here. I'm very excited.
Thank you very much. So it's been like 6 months that you have been in Tunisia.
Exactly.
So how do you find the country and how you feeling, you and your family here?
So it was, we saw it as an adventure, as a family adventure, where we decided to come here. And the first thing I felt when I arrived here was the passion of the people, no? The willingness to work hard. And
great.
And that's when it comes to office, no? But outside of the office, the gentleness of the people. Everybody's so kind with me. They have been welcoming me everywhere I have been.
Great.
And I'm so happy
Great.
About that.
So Glovo is the leading multi-category delivery platform, is participating today in HR Expo Tunisia. You are showcasing your commitment to innovation in the workplace and talent development. So you are now one of the major actors or player in the gig economy. Mm-hmm. So Glovo continue to shy. So what is the secret today behind having the ability to recruit these collaborators or these freelancers? Also, what is the secret behind when we are wanting to eat something, we think of Glovo, so immediately. What is the secret?
So first of all, no, our mission here is to provide everyone access to everything in your city.
Okay.
No? In order to do that, we need to have the largest network of two things, no? One is merchants, well, three things: merchants, mm-hmm. riders, and customers.
Yeah.
For the merchants and the riders, it's going to the basics, no? Having the right team in order to sign them, in order to provide good value for them. And I think having the right team in order to do that is crucial. Then when it comes to customers, I'm really sorry that you are suffering us, no? Every time you open an app in your phone or YouTube,
yeah.
you will see Glovo advertising.
Yeah.
No? So our goal is always to be always on, to become top of mind of everyone in the market, no? And if in order to do that, I need to bomb you with Glovo everywhere. That's what we do. And the third one is the value proposition that we bring to our riders is, we provide them with a means for earning a decent wage or a decent amount of money every week with a lot of flexibility.
Okay.
So I think that's one of the things they value most is the flexibility that we provide to them, because since they are freelancers, they can come on and off whenever they want. Most of them, they have different jobs and they decide to collaborate with us in the afternoons or in the evenings once they have done with their primary job. And I think that's what we bring to them. No, we bring to them a source of earnings that it's quite easy. No, you just need a motorbike,
yeah.
and a helmet and a bag, and you can deliver for Glovo.
Yeah. So we are seeing riders of Glovo everywhere here in Tunis. So behind this person, we have to be fast, to be flexible, to have some emotional intelligence, etc. So do you provide trainings for your riders before they start working with you? Is there like a chart to follow before starting
yes.
working for Glovo?
Yes, exactly. So we deeply value the safety and security of our riders, and also the service that they provide, because even if I want it or not, they are the thing that people see about Glovo and what people recall about Glovo. Whenever you see a rider, you think about Glovo, no?
Yeah.
So we invest a lot, first of all, on the onboarding. No? We train them not only on the ways of working on Glovo, but also on road safety and security measures. After that, no, we gather constant feedback on from their side on the performance of things to be improved. And as we keep going and we're larger, we are investing also on equipment for them, no? Helmets,
yeah. Their security.
Proper outfit. I think we believe that, no? Then one thing that I cannot control is how they behave, no? Because I
know it's gonna be my next question actually.
Yes. Yes. So in the end, it's like any, you know, every person decides how they want to drive. If they want to prioritize certain things over their lives, it's my job is to try to educate them on how to drive safely. But there is no incentive for them. I do not penalize or I do not reward them as Glovo. We do not do that in case they deliver faster or they deliver slower. No.
Uh-huh.
So ideally, the drivers that collaborate with us should be regarded as of, hey, look at that person drives very well, that he must be Glovo. No? That would be my dream, no? That 3 months from now, 6 months from now, people tell me, hey, you know, we've noticed that delivery people are driving much more safely, and we do not fear for them every time we cross them in the road.
Yeah, hopefully, because we see a lot of people riding, doing delivery, who are a little bit not conscious about the act they are doing, but hope it will get better.
Exactly.
My last question will be how you are trying or how are you working on the balance between the security and the flexibility, because security, I think, is one of your top priority today when you work in here in Tunisia or in other countries?
When you mean security, you mean job security or road security? What is it that you're...
The road security, but the security also for your employees and your freelancers too.
Yeah, well, as I said, no? So we're starting to distribute equipment for them for safety.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's one of the things that we're focusing on a lot. And also trainings, no? Like we do constant trainings with them, and we do focus groups with them to understand what things are not working with them. And ideally, at some point, we should start providing them financial facilities so that they can have better access to, you know, better motorbikes or even better equipment that would come. So we want to incentivize them to purchase those kind of things. No?
Great. Glovo is coming from Spain. You are a worldwide company, a lot of experience, especially in the human resources. If you have any advice to give to the people who are listening now, who have small companies or startup, they are start working and discovering the big challenges when you are managing a team, what will be your number one advice for them?
Having the right team is the key for success. No? And being, we have a set of values at Glovo, and two of them I relate a lot to them, which is GAS, meaning, hey, we want people that work hard, that take risks, that are not afraid of making mistakes, and we embrace that to more than perfection. No, I'm okay if something that we do is not perfect. I'm okay. if we make mistakes, but I want passion. And I want the teams to execute fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is high bar, no? Like, we do not tolerate mediocrity, and we try to hire the best talent, and we want them to deliver at 100%, 120% of their capabilities.
Okay.
No? And that only can be done if you hire the right talent and if you motivate them.
Yeah. I had a question just now. You are present in different countries in the world. So how you manage the difference of culture between a country and another? So today you are in Tunisia, tomorrow you are in Thailand or in France. The culture is different. The people are different. The customers are different. So how are you dealing with the new culture of people? So and how you can manage them based on their culture too.
That's why our culture is so important, because it's so strong that it overcomes cultural differences coming from different countries.
Okay, and
no?
What's the secret?
You know, the secret is to be very strict. No, so when we evaluate the performance of our employees, we evaluate on two axes. First one is the performance, how they did on the projects that they were assigned,
yeah,
and their KPIs. And second is how well they are aligned to our cultural values.
Great. Yeah. So when we have values, we can secure that we can
expand
and we work in different cultures, right?
Exactly, because ways of working are very similar across teams. No? In Barcelona, we have maybe 30 nationalities working together in our headquarters. And even here in Tunisia, we have 4 or 5 nationalities.
Nice.
No? And
nice.
How you come along is if you're aligned on the cultural values that we have at Glovo.
Great. Thank you so much. We were so happy to have you between us today. Mr. Adrian Mayans Vergara, you are the General Manager of Glovo Tunisia. Good luck for Glovo and for everyone who is working in Glovo, and be safe drive safe. Thank you. Thank you very much. شكرا لكم. نحن مازلنا متواصلين معكم مباشرة من HR Expo. المعرض هذايا للموارد البشرية في الدورة 18 متاعه. الشعار متاعه السنة هو المرونة والذكاء المتعدد نحو الأداء الشامل. معكم ندى منصور مقدم ميكرو، آدم وأماني في الإخراج. بعد شوية باش تكون حاضرة معنا مؤسسة بلوكسي، وتكون حاضرة معنا مدام عبير بن سليمان سيلز مانجر. فاصل صغير ونرجع لكم.